Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
All right, back for hour number two. We'll go right back to the calls because I want to get into some other stuff along the way, probably around 2:30-ish or so, including a heartbreaking, gut-wrenching Nationals loss last night. In Philadelphia, Caps game 5 tonight against the Montreal Canadiens. And as well, the rest of the draft class, I found a bunch of numbers that I wanted to kind of kick around and go over. And we'll see what you guys think and as well what AMAC thinks. We will do that in the back half of the show. But obviously, the stadium talk still a big thing. And Barry Svrluga, prominent columnist, Washington Post, calling it a pep rally and basically, I don't want to say kicking everybody in the gut, but essentially it was like, hey, this is all beautiful and rosy. Here's the reality, which is what I've tried to say, but people just think I'm being negative. Barry doesn't have that stigma to him, at least that I know of. And I just think he's being realistic, right? I mean, again, I don't know if I would call it a pep rally, but there were some similarities to a pep rally, I'll tell you that much. It wasn't like there was anybody standing up on Monday going, boo! And if they did, they would have gotten their ass thrown out. But I think pep rally might be a little bit strong. I just think if you have a proper perspective, you realize that there are going to be issues and hurdles and problems. And I know this because I pay attention. I don't know Phil Mendelson from a hole in the wall. I know what he is, what he does. I don't know him personally. I don't know Charles Green. I don't know any of these people. But unless they are just talking to talk, which is hard for me to fathom, then I think we're going to have some issues here. I know we're going to have some issues here that have to be overcome. Will they? I'd like to think so. I don't know so. Do I feel super confident about it? No. And that's where the, again, rosy nature of the Commanders, the NFL, and Muriel Bowser's office, all three together, stand together, and they are presented this united, everything is great, nothing to see over here, nothing bad to see here front. Will it be knocked down? I don't think so. Will it be chipped away at? Will it be kicked in the knees? Yeah, probably. Will they have to make some adjustments? In all likelihood, yes. Should they? In all likelihood, yes. Yes, and as Athan pointed out, there's lots of ways that you can add tourism tax, hotels, marijuana, alcohol, cigarettes. Now, you know, some of that stuff has been taxed enormously. I don't know. I don't pay enough attention. I don't do any of that stuff. Okay? But there are ways to raise that money if you really, really, really want the stadium there and the entertainment district there. And you really, really, really are serious about it. Not, hey, Josh is going to put in 2.7 and we're going to fit the rest and we would have to do some of this anyway and all this stuff because you would have to do some of it. You wouldn't have to do $1.2 billion worth of it. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to Bruce in Manassas. I've been hanging on for a while. What's up, Bruce? How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Bruce, you got me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
But there are
Whoa. Yeah, you got to turn down your radio, Bruce.
It's down now.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Go ahead.
It's a good deal for the owner. It's not that good a deal for the city.
Okay.
For example, parking. City's going to build the parking lot, the parking garage, and all the money is going to the Commanders organization. Not just day of game, all year round. Tell me how you can't do better than that. Rent for this prime piece of real estate is $1 a year? Come on. And it's tax exempt. The picture they showed there of the proposed stadium or something to kind of get your attention.
Yeah.
Looks like a Photoshop of SoFi Stadium.
Does look similar.
Yeah, they could have at least put out an architectural model showing here's what the stadium's going to look like, because you know he's already got an architectural firm to design and build the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
The youth sports complex, $29 million? What, are they getting a little dome stadium themselves?
No, actually, it's $90 million, according to the documents they gave us.
What do you get for $90 million?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
All you want to have is some sports fields.
Yeah. I think your biggest – you know, one point that I've been sleeping on that I want to go back to what you said, and I think it's a really good point. The $1 thing a year for the land, which the Commanders do not own, but they're essentially going to operate, right? They're going to build the stadium vertically. They're going to also get to control the surrounding entertainment district property and basically build that out or contract that out, however they do that. I do think that is a problem that I've probably slept on a little bit here, if not a lot of bit, since Monday, is there should be a bigger, you know, because they're not going to have to pay, like, mortgage, if you will, on the building because they're building the building. So they're not going to pay essentially mortgage or rent, if you will, on the building and or the property, which is a little bit strange. And if you really are worried about the finances, what are we doing here?
Another item is they said that DC Events would have control over the stadium for a certain amount of days. Nothing specific. But DC Events has done hardly anything, you know, at Nationals Park. They're oriented towards the convention center. And then as far as who's going to benefit, who's going to go to the game,
mm-hmm.
personal seat licenses is not for the people in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
They're not going to be buying a lot of tickets. You're selling to Virginia and some of the nicer suburbs in Maryland.
Sure. Sure. So, well, it depends on how many personal seat licenses there are, right? I mean, if the stadium's supposed to be 65,000 and say there's, I don't know, 20,000 personal seat licenses and they didn't have a number, I think, okay, then there's workarounds to that. But if it's going to be 60,000 personal seat licenses, it doesn't matter whether they're coming from Virginia or Southern Maryland or D.C. or out of town or whatever. If you want to be a season ticket holder, it's going to be an enormous upfront cost in which you really get nothing because this whole, well, you get to choose your seat is a bunch of bullcrap because you get to choose your seat when you're going to buy tickets at any stadium. You don't just pay $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, whatever it is for season tickets and allow them to assign you a seat in a stadium of 70,000 people. That's just not the way it works.
Exactly, exactly. And then the final thing there is the city council and the mayor each get a skybox. If that isn't a bribe, I don't know what is.
Mm, it's It's definitely
you want to get reelected. You want to have access. Those tickets are power.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's definitely a perk, and it's definitely an incentive, and it's definitely nice to have that kind of power and control. Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate it. Good call. Appreciate you hanging in there. Let's get to Dr. Sabal right here on the Team 980. Doc, how are you?
Hey there, Christopher. Good luck on your colonoscopy tomorrow.
Thank you.
You'll get some nice rest.
Yeah.
Nice little quick nap there. The Michael Jackson drugs. But hopefully you will wake up.
Nothing to worry about, right, Doc? I mean,
nothing to worry about.
Yeah, okay.
Nah, easy stuff. The Athens and this other gentleman, I mean, I think they're correct. I think, and you're correct, I think this thing was a big just showboating. It's just comical how the owners talking about we want to get the commanders back to their home. That isn't their home. We want to bring back the tradition. Well, then where's the Redskins? Don't talk about tradition. And then the guy is right. It's only going to be rich people, the very wealthy, that are going to make money off this. All the taxpayers putting money into these projects, they never get the money back. If anything, the price of the hot dog you bought for $3 now going to be $6. The parking that you could have parked for like free is now going to be $10 because it's going to be very popular and, you know, a lot of people there and everything like that. So none of that benefits the regular person that actually lives in D.C. And I don't live there. So, you know, I don't, you know, it's not personal with me. And also, like that guy said, he's giving those city council people these nice box seats. It's almost like the people in the morning show. They only won't talk about things because they don't want to piss off the mayor. And they don't want to piss off the owner because they want to go to all these games for free. They want to go to these boxes for free on the backs of us listeners that are making these people popular. And just like the city council, they're going on the backs of the people that vote them in and using them as an avenue to get perks. It's just not right. It's so much corruption. I wouldn't let the government control a dime of my money or anybody else's money if I can help it. So it's very upsetting what's going on. And I'm telling you, they're okay with pissing off a few people, but they are not okay with pissing off a few people that don't like the name. And one last thing. If this goes all the way through, which I kind of hope it does, and at the last second they go, Mayor, we won't let this happen unless the name is Redskins.
Oh,
trust me,
Doc.
She'll all of a sudden talk about how most of the Native Americans love the name because it's all about money. It never was about the people. It's all about money. But that's how the world we live in, and I still love this country.
How's Taylor Heineke doing, Doc?
Thank you. Oh, he's doing great. He's still on San Diego with my guy, Omarion Hampton.
It's Los Angeles.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Los Angeles, whatever.
It's okay.
Hey, you know me. I'm a traditionalist. You say Twitter. You don't say X, do you?
That's true.
Well, there you go.
That's true. All right. Thank you, Doc.
Right.
Appreciate you. Oh, I tell you what. I want to say Mark and Largo for the other side. Mark, I know you've been on hold for a little while. Just hang in there. I want to give you more time than I have. 301-230-0980. We'll knock out the rest of the calls here before 2:30 and where they were going to make a sharp left turn. Why don't we? After 2:30 and get into a bunch of other things on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You don't want anybody to say forget you, no, especially if you're a political football player, which is what we're going to find ourselves, of course, in over the next, 90 days or so, right? As this thing heads to, you want to say the finish line? I don't know if the finish line is the right thing, right? I mean, it is going to, like, remember how 2 summers ago it was the summer of you know, Dan, is the sale going to get done and all this legal mumbo jumbo that we were dealing with and trips and they couldn't get a hold of him and he was off in the Arabian Sea and all this stuff. And Josh Harris has talked about how literally like up until, I don't know, like 2 o'clock in the morning of the sale, he wasn't sure if he was getting the team or not or if Dan was actually going to sell. I mean, it became very, very, very legally complicated. I don't know if we're going to necessarily have to deal with that. But for those of you that just want, like, very little controversy and just want to deal with football and just want to, like, this is going to go into training camp and perhaps into the regular season as to whether this thing will be a go or not and what has to change to make it a go if they're even going to get to that point. So be prepared. Expect the unexpected. I'm telling you, it's not going to be as easy as they made it out on Monday. Again, pep rally might be too strong, but it was certainly a cheery, rosy, hey, look at everything positive. Positive Peter type stuff. That's not my job. My job is to present all of the different issues, questions, topics. Let you guys kind of decide. Let you guys have a crack at it. Let myself, AMAC, have a crack at it. And while we don't get to decide anything, at least we get to somewhat shape how the public might be feeling and dealing and wheeling, Ric Flair style. All right, back to the phones we go. Mark is in Largo. What's up, Mark? Thanks for hanging in there. How are you, bud?
Hey, how you doing, Chris?
All right, Mark, what's going on?
That's good. I'm going to come at a different angle. I think everybody is being ridiculous. This is going to get done, whether they like it or not, and here's the reason why. Everyone wants to bring up what happened with Monumental. I want everyone who called here to listen to what I'm about to say. You didn't see Gary Bettman at Monumental when they made the announcement. You didn't see Adam Silver at Monumental when they made the announcement. But 20 years ago, we saw Bud Selig right there when the Learners got the team and when they were trying to get, when they announced where they were going to put the stadium.
Everybody back then complained about the stadium. Wasn't going to get done. It wasn't going to get this. We got a stadium down there. It's the same game here. If Josh has to pay a little more so D.C. can pay a little less, it'll get done. Why? The owners will help them because they're going to make their money in the back end. This is going to get done. I don't see why to sit up here and think that Roger Goodell, who, by the way, is a millionaire and who has a lot of other things to do, is just up for a damn pep rally is insane. Roger Goodell is not going to waste his time coming to an event if he doesn't think it's going to happen. That's going to happen. And like I said, if Josh has to pay a little more to ease the palms of everybody who feels uncomfortable, they'll do it. But it's going to get done because they wouldn't have got the team if they weren't going to get the stadium in D.C. Point blank. Now, let me talk about something else here that no one has seemed to talk about. They're going to move Commanders Park probably over to Largo, which makes the most sense.
I have mentioned that as a possibility for a long time, they said on Monday, I think not in the press conference because they weren't asked about it, but in a private session before that, officials kept saying that they are staying for now and the long or for the I forgot exactly how they worded it, but they are not moving the team's daily practice facility and headquarters to the new stadium, or certainly the indication was that right now they haven't even decided whether to move it out of Ashburn and to Maryland or, again, anywhere else.
I think they're going to have to move it over to Largo. Because they own, just like everybody says, they own that
yes,
land over there.
Correct.
That makes the best sense, and it makes the only sense for them to do that. You move Commanders Park over there makes the best sense. But as far as the stadium is going to get done, okay? If people have to agree, if Josh and the NFL and Muriel Bowser have to, you know, grease people's palms just like Marion Barry did 20 years ago. Just like Anthony Williams did 20 years, they're going to get it done. I know a lot of people here saying, oh, well, you know, this ain't going to happen. Rod Goodell is not going to be a part of something that's just a damn pep rally.
Listen, I understand, Mark, I understand the point you're making, and sincerely, I mean, I think it's a good one because you're right. I haven't really focused on that. A couple of people have brought it up, but I would just say this. Roger Goodell, he's there because a deal has been reached and he wants to show his support and he's a DC native and it's important and it's a good look and all that stuff. He can't control, though, the DC City Council. And he's lucky, quite honestly, that it's the DC City Council as opposed to a public referendum and a public vote, quite honestly.
Chris,
he's
you're
lucky.
Wrong right there, Chris. And I'm gonna tell you, Chris, I'm gonna tell you why I say you're wrong. Because they can make, I mean, Josh could go to the owners and say, look, we got to pay a little bit more for this team. I mean, to get the stadium. We got to pay a little bit more because they're not trying to pay this amount. Why don't we just privately give them a little bit more and they'll do it?
Well, that's great. If he does that and if he can do that, then we got nothing to worry about, right? Because I would also say this. It's not just about the money. It's also about, if you, again, believe what some of these people say, or at least hear what some of these people say, it's about the nuisance to the residents down there. The traffic, the construction, the circus that you know, construction of a major entertainment venue brings. Again, there's positives, there's negatives. So, again, it's not just about the money, but what I'm saying is I think the city council can basically be held at bay if you figure out a way to fill some of that gap, a big part of that gap. But we're talking $700-800 million. We're not talking about $1 million. We're not talking about $$5 million. We're talking about $700-800 million.
But you
don't need that.
No, you're wrong.
$700-800 million.
It's $2-3 billion.
No. Wait a second. But Josh is already putting in $2.7 million. So the remaining portion, the remaining portion of the infrastructure and the parking and the this, the way they again presented it on Monday, unless that was a complete farce, is they don't need another $2 billion. They need another $1.2-ish billion.
God damn, man, calm down.
What do you mean? I'm trying to explain.
Look, it's going to get. I don't look. Everybody can sit up here and say it's not going to get done. It's going to get done.
Mark, what are you getting so upset about? You're just sitting there saying, because Roger Goodell showed up on a private plane, that it's going to happen. You don't know that.
Ago, for Major League Baseball, didn't help the Nats get a stadium over in Southwest. Come on, Chris.
Mark. You're just
over there.
You're
over here.
Okay, Mark, thank you. You're extrapolating what happened 20 years ago. The world has changed. You're right. Bettman and/or Silver did not show up for the monumental announcement. I got it. But just because Goodell shows up, of course he thinks a deal is going to come and come to fruition. Of course. They've been working together. But unless he has a secret power that we don't know about to just grease the skids, which I think is illegal, of Charles Allen and Phil Mendelson, or unless those two are phony balonies, we don't know that it's definitively going to happen. Do I believe it will happen? Yes. Do I believe it can happen? Yes. Do I believe some of your theories of, hey, you know, like, they're balking, we need an extra $500 million. We'll finance it. We'll borrow it. We'll get it. However that all happens. Do I believe all that? Yeah. But to say it's a done deal and to act like just because it happened, something like that happened, because Bud Selig showed up 20 years ago and because Roger Goodell showed up on his private plane Monday, that it's a done deal, nothing to see here, I think that's way, way over the top. Way over the top. All right, let's get a trending alert in here, and then we'll move along to some other things. You can kind of work it into your conversation, into your calls, but we're gonna kind of break away and get some other stuff done here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, the big story in sports today is that the NFL – apparently not only making stadium deals, but also busy finding the Atlanta Falcons and new Atlanta Falcons defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich because of the prank call that was made to Shedeur Sanders' private phone number over the weekend impersonating Mickey Loomis of the New Orleans Saints. It was his son Jax, meaning of Ulbrich, the new defensive coordinator again for the Falcons. The Falcons have been fined as an organization, and Ulbrich himself has been fined $100,000 as well. The Falcons, $250,000. And again, there are other players that have said, including the number 3 overall pick, Abdul Carter of the New York Giants, who said he also received a prank call during the NFL draft. So certainly that is a big story there. Meanwhile, the Jacksonville Jaguars have declined the fifth-year option on linebacker Devin Floyd, who at one point was expected to be the next great thing at linebacker, and it hasn't exactly worked out that particular way for Jacksonville and Devin Lloyd. The Capitals try and move on to the second round tonight at home, Capital One Arena, 6:45, the coverage on 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app as they try and eliminate the Montreal Canadiens. Alexei Protas still considered a game-time decision by Spencer Carberry. The Capitals winning Game 4 on Sunday night with a pull-away third period. 7:30 tonight, it's Florida and Tampa Bay with the Panthers, the defending cup champions, looking for the kill shot and to advance to the second round. St. Louis and Winnipeg are tied 2-2. That game last up at 9:30. The Nationals play tonight at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia after a gut punch of a loss last night in the ninth inning as they walked off against Kyle Finnegan and the Nationals did the Phillies. You can hear that game starting at 6:15 with the pregame coverage, Charlie and Dave, right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. And that's what's trending.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, 21 minutes till the top of the hour. Let me just straighten up something about Mark. Mark was angry. He was yelling. He was screaming. He was mad at Anthony, or AMAC, as we call him. He was mad at me. He was just trying to basically say, and I probably allowed him to have too much rope, but we do give the opportunity for dissent here. You know, other radio shows cut your ass off after 30 seconds. I always say we're not cookie-cutter radio. Maybe to my demise, we are what we are, right? Okay? But maybe I gave even Mark too much rope. But normally, Mark, you can at least reason with Mark. In this particular case, you couldn't reason with him. He just kept saying, well, because Goodell showed up, it was a done deal. No, that's not the case. If you're paying attention, that's not reality. Now, if you believe the deal is going to happen, fine. Gotcha. I think it'll eventually happen, but it's going to take a lot of massaging. All right. I wanted to get into something different. The draft class as a whole, we've of course reacted to it over the last couple of days here. But I found some interesting nuggets, if you will, that kind of surprised me, that I didn't realize that were out there, okay? And here's the deal. When you have a five-player draft class and you don't make any trades because you've made trades already, you have to almost take those trades, excuse me, as a part of the draft class. But people never do. So it is what it is. You got a five-member draft class. Never, ever, 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 ever let somebody's opinion, reaction, criticism, what have you, be the end-all, be-all. You can take it. You can process it, as I often do, and Athan was reminding me not to. And you just move on, right? And that's the way it goes. And you hope that you're smarter and right, and more right, if you will, than the others, than the criticism. So I picked this up from Nikki Javala of the Washington Post. She wrote a column about, you know, some of the things that, I guess, some of the takeaways, if you will, from the draft class, what we learned, and what their additions say about the team. And she went into, number one, you know, about not taking an edge, and what that means and why that means that and so on and so forth. And that was fine. Yeah, my computer is just killing me here. I can't scroll on the piece. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, she mentioned that, right? And she's right about that. Lance Newmark was asked about that after the draft on Saturday. I was there in the auditorium, and he was like, yeah, we've done a lot of work on some of the existing free agents. That was part of the thought process, right? And okay, that is part of the thought process. Great. Congratulations. The other thing that I think we forget about is this, that draft classes are not necessarily determined, of course, just on the day that they're drafted, right? You can get a lot of different perspectives in the moment But we have ultimately no idea, no idea about how things are going to shake out. Not only 1 year down, 2 years down, 3 years down, what have you. So anybody that thinks, well, just because they didn't take an edge pass rusher in round one and instead took an offensive tackle, and that makes them a bad organization or a bad front office or whatever, is not paying attention to the number one thing that people said was a problem when Bruce Allen was here, further ruining the franchise after Dan Snyder had already ruined it. See, Bruce Allen was brought in to help save the franchise. He helped ruin it, not save it. It certainly did not get any better. He helped ruin it, not save it. That being said, ultimately you say, well, wait a second. A huge part of that is Dan Snyder. And that is true. That is true. But some of that, maybe a good portion of it, is because of Bruce Allen's lack of leadership. Right? Period. Or lack of interest in doing things differently. Whereas I think this group obviously sees it a different way. And for years and years and years, the late Dwayne Haskins, Robert Griffin III, other picks, not necessarily every pick, signings, player acquisitions, Albert Haynesworth, Josh Norman, DeSean Jackson, sexy names. They were signed, they were drafted, they were acquired. Why? Not because they were the best player, not because they were the best fit, not because they were the best dudes, but because they thought, hey, this is the best way to sell tickets. Hey, this is the best way to sell jerseys. This is the best way to get corporate sponsors. Let's do sexy, not smart. This regime, whether you agree or disagree with the picks, it's pretty clear. Yes, of course, they took Jaden Daniels at number two last year. I'm not saying that they ignored the potential excitement, but it certainly seems they were right. But outside of that, this team, this organization, appears very much more interested in doing what's right to win football games sustainably than the other method, the other methodology, which was basically to, again, do anything and everything you can to make a single dollar bill, and hopefully more for them. So I admire and I appreciate the fact that last year in the second round, with three picks after they made a trade down, after they made one initial pick, they took a defensive tackle that nobody knew about really, that ain't going to sell any jerseys unless he becomes Aaron Donald, which he's not going to be, but you get the point. They took a corner that used to be a former wide receiver. Granted, people knew about him, but not a household name, except in the draft community. And then they took a tight end / H-back with the 3 second round picks. You know what they didn't do? They didn't take Malcolm Kelly, Devin Thomas, and Fred Davis like those other bird brains took in 2008 just because they were sexy and because they could help score points and score touchdowns and sell jerseys. How did that work out the last time they had 3 second round picks? Not very good. All three of those guys flunked out pretty quickly. That being said, I feel the need to say, you know what? At some point, they're going to have to get a little bit more special talent, special sizzle. They're going to have to try and figure out, okay, how do we go over the top? Because it might very well be that they've got a nice team, a good team, that they've got a team that is a bunch of commanders, that works hard, that believes in the brotherhood, that loves each other, that does all these great things. But ultimately, don't you have to find the recipe that gets you over the top? And the answer to that is yes. I kind of feel like the philosophy right now is Kansas City-ish, but I think it's actually better than Kansas City, meaning build around your franchise quarterback. You know, you let a bunch of people go, value signings, what have you. Clearly, they have made big trades for Lattimore, Debo, and Tunsil. And that is part of, again, how you evaluate draft classes and draft picks. But I would say, to me, what's probably going to put them over the top, ultimately, is not Jaden Daniels getting dramatically better than he was last year, is not by making modest improvements or maybe good improvements. I would probably say good improvements. But it might be that you need to make great improvements, splashy improvements. And I'll give you a perfect example next on the other side, on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, my computer is still giving me some issues, but I got the column that I wanted to reference. I just couldn't do it live on the air, so I had to kind of stall and fill some time until I got it back up. So we'll get back to that in a sec. But I left with saying that the Commanders are probably going to, and it won't be this offseason, I don't think. They'll probably add a veteran edge somewhere along the line. But maybe next offseason, and especially if they fall shorter of their goal and say don't get back to the NFC Championship game, certainly obviously don't win a Super Bowl, they're going to have to get more bold and aggressive, even more so than maybe they already are by adding Tunsil and adding Debo and adding Marshawn Lattimore. They are going to have to get more aggressive, kind of like the team they lost to in the NFC Championship game, the Philadelphia Eagles. And what I mean by that is, you know, the Eagles were okay. They were fine running the ball. Not good enough, but between Jalen Hurts and the guy DeAndre Swift and Boston Scott and Kenny Gainwell and they're fine. They went to special when they stole Saquon Barkley away from the Giants. The Commanders are probably going to have to make one of those special moves that elevates them from good or very good to great. So I would keep that in mind. Real quickly here, let me get you a couple of numbers. Josh Connerly, we know athleticism, right? He had the fastest, and this, again, according to the post, Nikki Javala, I want to give them credit, fastest 10-yard split among offensive linemen at the combine, 1.71. That's more important than the 40-yard dash. Amos, the second-round corner, his 40 time was 4.43, tied amongst 10th among cornerbacks. And Jalen Lane, 4.34, 40, was tied for 7th fastest among all players. Medrano, the linebacker from UCLA, as Nikki points, 4.46, 40, one of the fastest players at the East-West Shrine Bowl, and as she noted, which I didn't see until just this morning, hit a top speed of 20.53 miles per hour, according to Zebra Sports, which is the, you know, Zebra technology and whatever. And Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, 4.45, 40, at the Big 12 Pro Day, because remember, he had the eligibility issues at Arizona and so on and so forth, that he had the 4.45, which certainly helps, But apparently, according to Zebra Sports, he recorded the second fastest deceleration time, minus 7.29 yards per second in the East-West Shrine Bowl, which showed his ability to stop on a dime and make somebody miss with a jump cut or something like that. So even though this draft class did not have the same RAS or the same relative athletic score that last year's draft class has, and I've got some more numbers that I put together on that, and I'll give it to you after 3 o'clock. Even though it did not have the same RAS, as Nikki points out, there's lots of still higher-end athletic traits that they were able to pull in here. I'll give you more on that in just a wee little bit after 3 o'clock on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.